Allegiance first, right? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. I see everybody's here. And next on the agenda is citizen input. So if you raise your hand, I'll acknowledge you, and then you can come up to the mic, state your name and address, and you have up to 5 minutes. Mr. Vanderick, you want to go ahead first then?
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. I'm Jerry Vanderick, 50-year residence of Othello.
Could you give us your address?
Address 101 West 1st Street, Othello, Washington. I'm the general manager and chief executive officer of Multistar Industries Incorporated that's operating ammonia bulk plant. Probably identified by the members on the North Broadway. I have an issue with the city concerning the hookup to the city sewer, and we have now been without a hookup for over 5 months, and the issue is kicked around, is manipulated, it's not getting solved. So I have a pond over there at my wash rack because I have not hooked up to the city sewer. The city sewer was blocked because we had a, well, I don't even know that it really goes together, but it was when Vanessa was running the crew there at the shop, he decided that it was going to block the sewer because we had a one-time incident when the tank which we had with ammonia in the water aqueous solution boiled over during the extremely hot weather we had for about a week and spilled into the sewer. Well, that was an incident which was regrettable, but I cannot take it back because it happened. So the city requested that we make a provisions that it doesn't appear anymore, in which we took the steps, removed the tank, discontinued the operation entirely, and we still don't have the sewer hooked up. So I would like to know how this is going to be addressed in the future and how it is going to be resolved. Because we have now wash rack, we wash the cars, just like we have done for the entire existence of the company since 1963, and it was okay. And all of a sudden, the hookup is not okay. And it's plugged with a plastic, with a plastic plug. And so it is no longer access to the city sewer.
Mr. Vanderick, I believe your son, is it Pete?
Yes.
Okay. It sounds like they've come to with him to terms on what they're going to be doing so that we can get this going again to keep you doing what you'd like to be doing. Have you guys visited about this, or?
Yes. He is an assistant general manager.
Uh-huh.
He's the next generation coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly he is the one who gets along with people better because he doesn't have the responsibility for the last dollar, I do. So I have to make the tough decisions. He just does the nice PR work, you know. He smiles and goes around and makes an agreement. But we still don't have the sewer hooked up. If there is an improvement to be done to the wash rack, that should be done on the timetable, but we should have the sewer hooked up within the week, and not in making up a new wash rack and constructing it with a tank which is catching on supposedly to test the water. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to be tested. The tank trucks are washed with the soap and the water, and that's the design of the wash rack as it has ever been. The incident with the aqueous solution was just simply unforeseen and regrettable as it is, but it happened. So I would like to have the sewer hooked up within a week. And then we, if the city wants to cooperate with us, which I'm not so sure, that Sheldon, the administrator, has it in mind. He's manipulating the issue, constantly coming up with different propositions, and we are creating a bond, and we are bonding the water, and the water has, I'm going to make a dry well in there if I have to get rid of the water next to it, because I own the property on both sides of the street, so I'm going to make a dry well in there, because I have to get rid of the water. But there is no reason why it shouldn't be hooked up to the city sewer, because the problem of the aqueous solution boil over is no longer germane. It's no longer existent. It's been removed.
Now, from my understanding, you guys had a meeting the other day, and that there's going to be a holding tank that'll be connected to the city sewer system, correct? And that you're going to test it once a month, and then we let the water go into the system. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Or that's are you... what we're talking about. That's what I mean here to question, because we are not doing on the wash rack anything what we haven't been doing there before, and there is no contamination coming from ammonia, because ammonia is no longer handled on the wash rack. But it has never been handled. It was an incident. The tank was full and boiled over. It got heated, exceeded the volume of the tank, and boiled over.
Yes, and then that got the Department of Ecology involved. So
Department of Ecology is a different, separate issue with that. We regret the fact that it went into the sewer. There is a variance of opinions of just how damaging it was, but certainly we are not allowed to dump ammonia in the city sewer, and we don't have any intention. We never did. And this was written to, I wrote the letter to the Department of Ecology, and I told them that we have never intended to dump the ammonia into the city sewer.
Okay, we're not going to solve this here. I can see that already. So how about if we contact you tomorrow? We'll try to set up another meeting. I thought we had this all figured out by the letter we received. So I guess we'll have to set up another meeting with your son and you, I guess.
Yeah.
And see if we can come to some terms. We want you back on the system, but we want to make sure we don't get the ammonia, I think it was, whatever, that went in there that one time, so that we don't, as a city, end up in trouble. So
that's... Your Honor, I assure you here, that's why I came in here, mm-hmm. There's no possibility of another contamination, because the tank has been removed. There is no longer in place. In there. So now we don't have, it's a non-issue. We just need to have the wash rack hooked up to the sewer, and if we want to make some improvement to the, which we have asked the city to provide us with a blueprint how we should construct the wash rack. It was promised to us, and so far I have none in my hands. Yeah. I don't even have the code by which the construction should be happening.
Okay. All right. We'll contact you tomorrow and set up another time, okay, to get together.
Right.
And you will... I'll try to come also, and we can visit about it, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is there anybody else? Okay.
I'd like to bring up...
Would you state your name and address first?
Why do you want my address?
And your name. For the record, we have to put it on the record here.
Okay, sir, I will. name's Ronnie DeLeon. You should know me by now.
Okay, address.
Philip East Main, Fellow Washington.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, the only reason I'm here is, I was told to remove my truck out of my two block empty lots I got. I put it over there at my brother's place. And I got it parked there, and I had some tools in the back, everything, stole it and everything. And I'd like to see if I can have you guys' permission to park my truck back where it is, and in one condition, do it right and everything. And that's all I want. I want to keep that truck over. And I'm paying a lot of money in my two big lots for nothing. And you know, if I have my track over there, I can keep track of it and everything. Over here, I can't even keep track of it and everything. They can rip me off bad and everything. Because it's on First Street there, you know where it is, where I got it, where Victor's place is, my brother. And he's got a bunch of cars there and everything, where he works on all the trucks, cars and everything. And I'm trying to ask the permission if I could park my truck back over here with them. Take good care of it and keep everything clean like I always have. And I'm asking if you guys let me have my truck over here again, because you know I need it right there more than the time I go get it and use it. In case we got snow or something, or got to move or something, I have the truck right there, and that's all I got. Just one truck, and I like to put it right there because I'm paying a lot of property tax on them two lots I got there. And I'm trying to sell them, and nobody has even tried to buy them from me. And I don't want to put that truck over where the gas station is, because it'd be in the way. That's why I would beg you guys, and I want to park it over there, but over there it's getting tough. And I'm asking permission if you guys let me park that truck over here in one condition. I can take good care of it and do what, it won't hurt nothing. And I got two empty lots, and I keep it clean all the time. And I see all kinds of trucks on this side. They're getting away with it, and I appreciate if you guys let me park my truck there. Just one truck I got, and I need it. That's why I don't want to get rid of it. And I'm asking if give me permission if I park it with the lot you guys want me to do it, front lot here or the side lot, no matter. And that's all I'm asking, if I can get the permission to park my truck back over here. I appreciate if you guys did, because I've been here for too long and everything. I've been doing the help I can do. That's all I want. But I don't think I'm doing anything wrong there. If I park it right there, it'll be on nobody's way. It won't hurt nobody. And it's easy for me to go get it right away in case I need to go do something over here. They're stealing from it and everything. And pretty soon I won't even have tires to go watching the way things going on. I have a house I just bought over here, brand new house. Every night, they're tearing, throwing eggs at it and everything. Every night, I've been calling the police department all the time on it, and they take care, they're doing what they got to do. And over there, pretty soon I won't have a truck, the way it's acting. That's why I decided to come talk to you guys. I've got two empty lots there I can keep an eye on. I'm going to keep an eye on time. That's where I got my backhoes over there. Nobody touched my backhoes there because I'm on that gas station and keep an eye on things. And I appreciate if you guys, just one lousy truck, that's all I got left. I like to park it back where I had it. Or I could put it in my garage, but it's in the way. When we're doing something else, I got to move it and everything. But I got them empty lots I bought a long time ago, and I've been taking care of them. They're good looking and everything. I appreciate you guys just letting me, that's all. I won't let nobody else, just that truck. That's all. I'm asking, please. You guys could do it. Let me park my truck back in there. That's all I'm asking.
And we appreciate you taking care of your lots. They do look nice and clean and everything. You do an excellent job. The only issue, like we said before, if I remember right, Jim, is if we allow Mr. DeLeon to do it, then we have to allow everybody else. You can't have favoritism on one person, or can you on this deal?
Problem is, your zoning regulations for the zone he's in does not permit what he wants to do. It would require the council to amend the zoning code. You can't just allow Mr. DeLeon individually. You would have to change it so everyone could do what he wants to do.
Okay. Correct. So unless the council wants to entertain something like that, you know, we're going to leave it the way it is. So where's the council interested? Okay, so, yeah.
That's a huge can of worms.
Okay, so we really can't allow you to do that. I'm sorry, but wish we could, but, you know.
All right, it's my loss. I'm paying a lot of money for it. Why can't I? I mean, you guys will be the owner instead of me, then. I mean, that's not right. It's mine. I'm paying a lot of property tax there. I don't see why not. It's my place.
You've heard what you could do. You could put a shop up.
Huh?
That was enough. If he puts a building in, he can plant. If you put a building up, you can park your rigs in it.
I don't want to spend more money to it. I don't need to. I mean, then I will steal out of that truck out of when I'm straight there in front of me. Mm-hmm. That's not right what you guys doing there, boss. It's my property. I'm paying property tax. I'm paying everything. Why are you guys keeping me from my... I'll sell you the places there. It's not right. It's just one lousy truck. I guess you don't want it.
Ronnie, don't you have a garage in there already?
Huh?
Don't you have a garage in the back that you can put a truck in already?
I've got a garage in
the gas station.
Gas station. Yeah, but you know, when we get there, I got to park it there at the where the car wash is, and I'm going to hurt the car wash in. And that's what I'm going to do anyway, regardless. I'm going to move it tomorrow. I'm going to put it in my gas station. But I don't want it there because it's going to cost me money. I'll lose money when I get the car wash going good. When people want to wash their cars or something. But I'm going to have to do it anyway. Go over there, I don't care now. Pretty soon I won't have that truck there. And Victor said, Rodney, they do it with this. Yours is going to be easier. You're away that end close to the day. Nobody knows when they can, what they're doing. They're tearing up my brand new house there. And I'm right there. They're throwing stuff and everything. I've been calling the police department all the time. You can ask them. I called them yesterday. They came in there and he writes it down and everything. But they do it during the night. There's going a lot of damage going on. But why are they picking on me? Why are they doing it just on me? The other houses do not just on me. Just because my girls, I guess, got boyfriends or something. I don't know what's going on. That's why I'm a little upset. And then over there, I just went and see my truck over there, looking like heck. So I'm gonna move it tomorrow regardless. I'm gonna put it in the gas station. But I got two big lots, I'm paying property tax on it and everything. Just, why should I go put where they put a concrete or whatever you guys want? It's just gonna be sitting there. I'm not using it too much.
Yeah, Rodney, we really can't help you on that one, okay?
Yeah, right.
We want to maintain the law as it is. And
That's what it is. It's mine. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not doing nothing wrong. Why are you guys against me on that deal?
We're not against you.
It looks like it because to me it's my property. I'm paying property tax on it and everything. Whole works for nothing. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to sell them for years. The signs are on and everything. Nobody hasn't bought it. Nobody wants to buy it. And I keep it clean and not everything. One lousy truck couldn't damage nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
I'm bringing it to the gas station.
Yeah,
that's
sorry, Rodney. Okay, well,
but,
thank you.
Why are you guys doing that on that property? It's mine. Yeah. I don't understand that. Why can't I park it on my own property? I'm not doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, Rodney, there's nothing we can do for you right now, okay? So.
I appreciate you guys think about it. Please help me out. I mean, I've been here a long time since I was a baby. And I'm taking care of as much as I can because I like this hotel in Washington. And I don't try to hurt nobody. That's why I'm moving my truck there, because they're hurting me. And it's costing me money and I'm losing money. But it's just one truck. Now, I had a lot of them parked there. I had about 40. Mm-hmm. And you guys never stopped me from doing it. That's why I bought them two lots. And now I'm trying to sell them. I can't even nobody wants to buy them. I mean, it's just one truck. I don't see why you guys can't do it. Why? I mean, it's not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing wrong.
Okay.
If I'm doing it wrong, I get it straightened out.
Ronnie, you've heard the decision, so, okay.
I don't see why you guys doing that, but.
Okay.
Thank you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming. Is there any other citizen input? Okay, do I hear a motion for the approval of the agenda?
Make that motion.
Mark Snyder first. Ken Taylor second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes. Okay, do I hear a motion on the consent agenda to approve it? Charles first. You have a second? Dan is second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, thank you. Okay, third quarter report from Adams County Fire District 5. Chief Liebacher?
Good evening. Third quarter for the city of Othell, 37 fire calls, 88 year to date, at the end of September. That compares to 2009, third quarter fires were 44 year to date, or 2009 was 93. So we're down calls, just a roughly not quite a quarter down calls. But business inspections, 34 year to date, 200. Some of those are reinspections that we will be doing. Trainings for the firefighters, 7, and 1 first aid CPR AED class. School fire drills were 6. This quarter, some of the programs that we were completing for the summer were the testing of city fire hydrants with partnership with Othell Public Works. And this summer we were able to accomplish 2 quads of the city. And those 2 quads are south of Main Street. So we accomplished, I'd say close to half the hydrants in the city, with the goal of next year doing the other 2 quads and completing on a 2-year cycle. By doing this, we just enhance our rating with surveying rating for insurance rates. So that's our goal, is to do it on 2-year rotation. The pumpers and aerials have all been pump tested. We do that up on the canal. And up until this year, we haven't been able to pump test the new ladder that the city purchased. We've bought the equipment to do that now, so we can pump and test it to full capability. So everything passed, no problem whatsoever with the engines. We're happy that everything worked through. We've done some hose testing this summer on fire hose, and no significant failures there either. That's kind of the highlights. We've had no fires with significant loss at all in the city the third quarter, and we're just moving along with our training. Got planned training for the rest of this year. And then next year we're looking for some more outsourcing of training for instructors to come in and hit on hot topics, or things that are beyond our instructor capability. So this year we've had some fire investigation, scene preservation that instructors came in and done. It's received well by the volunteers. So if anyone has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Doesn't look that way. We appreciate the report. Looks like things are doing real well, and we appreciate the contract, our mutual agreements we have between each other, and the service you guys provide to the city. So,
thank you.
Okay, and I guess you might as well stay up there. We'll go to 4.2, Fire District Contract, Mutual Aid.
Mr. Mayor, if you would allow me to introduce it, and perhaps Chief Liebacher can hang around for a question.
Oh, okay.
That was my error on your note, Mayor. I put Chief Liebacher instead of me on there.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies for that. The City Council Fire Committee met with the Fire District Commissioners about a week ago. At that meeting, Chief Liebachen brought up the issue of mutual aid. The issue of mutual aid really surrounds where can Fire District 5 send city equipment? Okay,
if you go to the graphic there.
The city has a contract, as you can see, with Fire District 5, and Fire District 5 has the contract with the city. As far as mutual aid, Fire District 5 has a mutual aid agreement with Franklin County, number one and number four, Adams County, City of Moses Lake, and Grant County, 10, 11, 4, and 8. The cloudiness of the contract between the city and Fire District 5 is where are the boundaries that our contract alludes to. We don't have, there are some very old mutual aid contracts in the file, but none of them are signed. None of them reflect the current status of the mutual aid agreement with Fire District Number 5. So we are asking the council to consider two things. First is to change the language in the contract to say that the city recognizes the current mutual aid agreements that Adams County Fire District 5 has with the following, and you see those on the graphic. That identifies where the chief can take, the fire chief can take city equipment to benefit a mutual aid recipient. Now remember, it is reciprocal. If we have a major fire, for example, our plants, we're going to need some help. So we benefit from the mutual aid in that regard. The second issue or the contract change proposed language is who has authority to authorize the fire chief to take city equipment to a mutual aid fire. Currently, the contract says the mayor, whoever he or she may be. As Chief Liebachen pointed out in our committee meeting, the mayor may not always be accessible. So we're asking that the council agree to expand the authority of approval to not only the mayor, but the mayor pro tem and or the chairman of the on the council of the fire committee. That should give the chief, fire chief, an adequate options in order to get an answer. I remember when a fire is occurring, somebody calls for mutual aid, it isn't something that we can spend a lot of time trying to figure out. The chief needs to call, get approval or denial immediately, and then make some decisions from there. So with that being said, the staff, and I believe the fire committee members, Councilmember Mark Swore and Councilmember Mark Snyder, would ask that the council approve the change in language. Now, you don't have that in front of you tonight. We're just asking that you approve that the language be drafted however you determine it. If you like the language as written in the agenda memo, the city attorney will put that in an addendum to the fire contract. And then what you would do is authorize the mayor to sign it, depending on what you want in it relative to the language change. But with that, Chief Liebachen is here, the council fire committee members are here to answer any questions the council might have.
Any questions? To me, it seems like a good idea because I'm not always. When I go to my cabin, there's no phone. So, too far out there. So, sounds like a good idea to me.
It does, and it gives you two other people to rely on for a decision.
Good idea. Okay. Well, then, what do you want to move? The form of the motion, do we need to do that?
We would ask that the council move to authorize the language as presented to the council be inserted into an addendum and authorize the mayor to sign it, if that's the desire of the council.
Okay. So do I hear a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the third amendment to the fire protection agreement with Adams County Fire District 5 relative to the use of city equipment and mutual aid? Dan, may I first?
Second.
Mark Snyder, second. Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, then I guess as far as the three people on the fire deal, we need to get somebody picked.
They need to identify chairman, yeah.
Okay.
I nominate Mark Sport.
Charles seconds this, okay.
Councilmember Garcia is also on the fire committee.
Since I missed the whole meeting, I'm nominating Mark Sport.
Okay. So Jim, do we need approval of the council? How do we got to do this for Mark?
Who's going to be the chair of the fire committee?
Yeah, or just the two of them?
You can leave it to the fire committee to select their own chair. If you
okay.
It sounds like they're well on the way.
So Mark, you accept that, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark accepts it. Okay, there's our third person.
Thank you. So we'll send contact information to Chief Leibach and so he has a call out list. Thank you. I want to thank Chief Leibach for bringing that to our attention. That's something that nobody saw, but he brought it to the committee meeting. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 4.3, Adams County Water District Number 1, Contract Amendment. Eamon?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an issue that we've been dealing with for about 7 or 8 years now. The issue surrounds the boundaries of Water District Number 1. Their current boundaries, Roger, I think he had my pointer in his hand when he left.
Bummer.
He had one that was up here.
He'll give it back and you let him park his truck there.
Thanks, Debbie. The issue is Water District Number 1 has certain defined boundaries. We had the city entered into a contract with Water District Number 1 in 1984. The contract is a 99-year contract. We have made 5 amendments to the contract, and you have on your desk and in your board docs amendment number 6 to the contract. Most of the amendments were rate increases that, as you recall, the city meets with Water District Number 1, and there's a concurrence of rate increases. This addendum is addendum number 6 to the contract. Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Current boundaries of Water District Number 1 are right here, kind of a triangle. Let's see if this will reach up right here. And all this is Water District Number 1. The city has a master meter located right about here to service all of that. Beyond Water District Number 1 are properties that are down in this area that are also serviced by the city, not Water District Number 1. So in fact, we have city water over here at the city, then it's Water District Number 1 water, then it becomes city water again after it goes through Water District Number 1. The boundary expansion is the red line, as you see here. And let me identify those parcels. This is Tagaris Park. The Fellow Housing Authority project is right about here. This is Mr. Santos Villarreal's property. This property down south that borders Highway 26 is Mr. Mike Anderson's property. All of those property owners have indicated that they would like to do some sort of farm worker housing development on these properties. One of the problems is having water. The city, and we've discussed this for years, if the city extended water from here to these properties, we're really exacerbating a problem that exists with, again, city water, Water District 1 water, and then becomes city water magically again. So there is some liability and exposure to the city to maintain this sort of scenario. Water District Number 1 has requested that the city, by contract, allow them to expand their boundaries to the red line, as you see here. There are a couple considerations for that. The Water District Number 1 has asked that in their existing boundaries, in this kind of triangle area, there are 10 buildable lots that do not have houses on them. They have, by our current contract and by Department of Health standards, been restricted. They cannot build on those lots. With this contract, we are opening the door for them to build on those 10 lots that they have remaining. In addition, all the water services that we currently read the meters and then bill would now go to Water District Number 1. Okay, so we would be out of that process of reading the meters and billing that's basically outside the city limits. The other consideration is that Water District Number 1 asked for consideration with all this vacant property and with the three property owners that want to build farm labor housing. They asked that we include that in the contract. Doing some calculations with our city engineer, public works department, and asking our attorney to draft some language, we came up with a number of 200 additional units. And what does that mean to the city? That means in gallons. That means about 188,800 gallons per day to pick up an additional 200. Now, 200 is going to take some time to build out. And of course, we have in our budget the last 2 years had monies to drill a new well. Without the new well, we still have capacity, both gallonage and by Department of Health standards, which is 420 new units. We still have plenty of room to grow and to allow this to happen, allow the expansion of Water District Number 1. If you approve the expansion by contract tonight, then we'll go to Water District Number 1 for their board to approve it. And then from there, we send it to Department of Health to get their concurrence, and then it becomes part of the contract. So with that, we would ask that the City Council consider amending the contract with Amendment Number 6. That takes in consideration the expanded boundaries, the 10 more buildable lots, the 200 expansion with the expanded lines hookups, and we submit this to Water District Number 1 for their approval.
Questions?
One question here. You figured out calculations of 188,000 gallons for 200 hookups. I think that's a little high. I think we normally figure, what, 350 per resident?
Thank you.
How come is it three times higher than that?
It is a little high, but remember, there's proposal for multifamily and single family residents in that area. And it is kind of a guess, it's a crystal ball, but it's the best we could do without having development plans from the property owners. But you're right, it is a little off.
So do we have radio meters in there right now? That part that we're responsible for?
We do. We have some radio reads in the area. They've expended more than half of their life cycle. So we can surplus them to Water District Number 1.
Okay. And then the work, whenever they do something, is it put to city specs as far as putting the lines in, or they can put them in any way they want to?
I'm sorry.
Putting the water lines in, do they have to do city specs on them, or is it... They just
when water lines have been put in?
When they start to grow and build.
Oh. The city has always required, for example, all the water lines in this area are all to city standards.
Okay.
You know, that's my question.
It's in our urban growth area, so we can work with them to accomplish that.
Okay.
You know, I have no problem expanding the boundaries, and you say the surrounding landowners want to see this process done because they want to add more housing and stuff too. But I believe there's quite a few customers in the Cameron Estates, is what it's called, area, that are currently being serviced by the city, and all
right.
of a sudden their service is going to change who is servicing now.
Right.
Have they been notified that of the potential change to them?
Yeah, so thanks for bringing that up. We do have to notify them and let them know of the transition to see if there are any objections on that. Absolutely.
So we have not done that yet?
But no, no. Okay. The issue really becomes one of rates. And as you know, we bill 1.5 times the city and city rate, water district number one, and the area that they currently bill has not passed on at least, if I recall correctly, the last 3 increases the city passed. They have not passed that on to their users. So the rates in this area, the ones currently serviced by the city, will go down. Unless there's some change by water district number one.
I'm not understanding. As soon as they go through that master meter up there, whatever sends through that meter is charged at 1.5 times what we would charge somebody inside the city, correct?
No. The master meter located here is the, well, I take it back, you are correct, that the area here is 1.5 times. So you're right. At one point we were considering not doing that. And that was their argument at the last rate hike. But you are right, it is 1.5 times.
So do their water district set their own rates then?
Yes.
Are they regulated at all, do you know? Can they just go crazy, or?
Anybody over 3 hookups, and I think it might even be 2 now, is regulated by department. Mm-hmm. No. Yes.
Well, I don't understand why it would necessarily be cheaper. They still have to cover the cost of the water and the cost of their infrastructure.
You were right, it would be. Like I said, I thought that this was a rate set by contract, but we did it at the last rate increase at 1.5, which is the same as the outside rate union.
Right, okay.
So there would not be. Thank you for that correction.
My only concern is this whole thing. You know, stranger things have happened. What if they get this empty land rezoned, put a factory in there that's a high water usage plant and starts siphoning our water off? Is there any kind of cap to this thing?
That's why the limit of 200 is in the contract.
Oh, okay.
If they wanted to expand with industrial use or exceed that number of connections, they would have to modify the contract and come back to the city.
So 200 connections is actually in the contract?
That's in the addendum, yeah.
Okay, in the is it by size? I mean, a 3/4 inch is a lot different than a 2-inch hookup.
Again, we based all of this on some single family usage and multifamily usage, as we're hearing is being proposed by the 3 property owners. But again, we don't see those plans because it's in the county.
Right.
Any more questions? So do I hear a motion to approve the addendum with Adams County Water District number 1?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I do. I'm sorry. Okay. I want to be clear on this. The 200,000 gallons a day, is that like above and beyond what their current average, or do we have a total what was sent through there? I just worry about that.
Yes, that's above the 170 that are currently serviced.
So we're just all going by connection. It's really not related to no cap on the gallonage.
Right, but we can transfer the connections to a gallonage if you want. We can add that to the addendum.
I don't know.
That
scares me. I hate, we can't lose all our water, folks.
The current contract and Department of Health all go by numbers of hookups, not gallonage used. That's why we stay consistent with that.
According to Paul Stoker, we're going to lose it all.
10 more years, yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm done.
Any other discussion?
Just one other point, in case you were at home. Could you put that back up? There's one area that is to the west, the northwest, that was left out of the boundaries, and I wanted to explain that very briefly. Actually, it's this area right here. You can see the boundary here. All of these homes right here They are on their own water system. They have a separate system just for those, I think it's 12 homes, I'm not certain of that, but those property owners have their own well, their own system. And they are monitored by the Department of Health also. They are on city sewer.
Well, if their well goes bad, they'll be knocking at our door.
Or water district number one.
Good. Got me.
Okay, we got a motion to move to approve the addendum with Adams County Water District number one. Gina was first. Who was second?
I was.
Okay. Ken was second. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, great. That passes then.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, Debbie, cash only policy for non-sufficient fund checks.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Council approved a resolution in 2007 which established a fee of $25 to offset the costs associated in processing non-sufficient fund checks. Included in your agenda packet is a draft policy relevant to putting those people or businesses that write two NSF checks to the city within a 12-month period on a cash-only basis for 1 year. Our current practice is when the bank returns a check to us due to non-sufficient funds, a letter is written to advise them that their payment was put back onto their account with an additional $25 fee. That is the process for NSF checks for a utility payment. If a non-sufficient fund check is returned to us, and which was originally for a payment for a dog license or permit or other services, we have those individuals bring in cash for the amount of the check plus the $25, and then it is receipted back in properly. We get 1 to 3 NSF checks per month, and sometimes we don't get any. The draft policy sets the process to put those individuals on a cash-only basis for 1 year if they write two NSF checks within a year to the city. Staff recommends that council approve the cash-only policy for non-sufficient funds checks as presented. Can I answer any questions?
Okay, so do I hear a motion to approve the cash-only policy for non-sufficient fund checks as presented? Charles first, okay. Ken second, Kaler. Any more discussion? Go ahead, Mark.
Mr. Whitaker, are we breaking something new with this policy, or is this been done in other cities?
This is done to different degrees in different cities. Some cities, if you write them a bad check, you never get to write them another check.
Oh.
I think that's Kenway's policy. If I remember from Bill Cameron correctly, was that you got one free D and after that, you're all done.
Okay. This is actually fashioned after Whatcom County.
Okay.
A lot of cities have non-written rules. They're like, you pass, get a good policy sent to us, because it's not good to have a non-written policy. We want to get it in writing. And okay. Have them on that 12-month period of cash only, where they can bring in a cashier's check or money order after two NSF checks. That gives them, in case their financial status change, it gives them a way to go ahead and get back on to writing those checks. You know, it doesn't eliminate them forever, because things change for people.
Okay, any more questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes. Thank you. All right. Resolution increase petty cash change funds. Mike.
Thank you, Mr.
Glasses
Mayor.
On.
I have a resolution to increase our petty cash change fund from $850 to $950. This would increase the cash drawers of the pool. We have two cash drawers. From $50 to $100. when they get very busy, they run out of change quickly. So we just need to put a little more in their drawer. And that's basically the essence of it.
Any questions for Mike? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the resolution reestablishing the petty cash slash change fund at $950?
Move.
Dan first. Okay, Gina second. Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? Okay, great. That passes then.
Thank you.
Okay, unfinished business. We have any unfinished business? Mark?
The school, or I don't know whose it is, the walking path issue. I'm still very concerned about that. When the school district does show up, I hope we got some backing. According to the statements in the agenda that was given us, we claim that it was dedicated to the city's right-of-way, and it was also claimed by staff that it was to be replaced. I think we need to diligently look for if we did have the right-of-way, and I would also like to ask when Mr. Johnson asked in the response that it be typed out verbatim for us. Because there was some discussion about that, and it seemed clear to us that it was going to be replaced, and now we trusted that, and now it's in jeopardy of not happening. My other issue of old business is Main Street out here. Getting serious about that. Every engineer, construction guy that I've talked to are pretty serious. There's no way that's going to happen by December 6th, that infrastructure is going to be done, sidewalks replaced, asphalt laid down, and striping in. So I need firmed up December 6th as the date. Either give me a copy of the contract or write me a memo, because that's what I've been hearing. And they will come and ask for an extension. I just want to tell you guys, I'm adamantly opposed, but I'm going to just get up and walk out that door because I don't want to say some things that shouldn't be on public record. But that Main Street is no way. It's not happening by December 6th. Between the weather, I mean, they moved 30 feet today, if that much. And to get those sidewalks in with Thanksgiving and the weather, after this week, it's 5 more weeks. It's not going to happen. So be prepared. And I'll hopefully I won't have to say I told you so, but I'll bet anybody at Brunsberger right now it's not done.
Now they're starting asphalt next Friday?
This Friday.
This Friday. So you start to see asphalt go down. They're going to do the park.
Okay, we were told sidewalks and curbs would be in before they laid any asphalt. And if they do all that between Railroad and Fifth by Friday and do asphalt, it'll be nothing short of a miracle. I don't see how they could possibly do that.
You're right. Sidewalks and curb and gutter have to be in before they pave. You're right.
Mm-hmm. We'll wait and see.
This Friday, they're supposed to asphalt, huh?
Start. That means Olympia, it means Pine, Main Street, Broadway to Railroad.
Here's my priorities. Right now, I don't give a rip about the parking lot or Olympia. Main Street is that's the biggest disaster I've ever seen. That's terrible what they've done to the citizens of this town. They could have gone up there with the sewer line, not the sewer line, the drainstorm line. They could have had another crew follow right up with the water line, and they could have been done 6 weeks ago. But they've dragged this thing out. They've inconvenienced the citizens. It's a disaster out there, and I'm just done with it. I think it's terrible.
There was some talk at one point in time of them getting a second crew out. Are they talking about that as the...
Yes, they have selling construction on site.
Because if they start asphalting in other areas, then they're going to have multiple crews out to get the...
That's their plan.
Okay.
I do want to remind council that the council was asked, do you want to set the schedule or do you want the contractor to set the schedule? And the council asked, does that mean dollars and cents? And the response from our engineer was, yes, it does. And council said, we want the contractor to set the schedule. Okay.
If I would have seen or got wind that we gave them until December 6th to lay asphalt, I would have been up in arms. That's ridiculous to lay asphalt that late in the year.
Okay.
If they do get it done by then, I guarantee it will not be a high-quality job. They're too far gone now.
I have a couple comments on this, too. You know, I don't know anything about construction, and I don't know too much about roads or building or sidewalks or all of that stuff, but it's been about 45 years of my life doing projects. And if I'd have done something like what's going on, I believe I'd almost got run out of town. I'm to the point, if somebody comes in and tears up your sidewalks 2 months ago, haven't done a thing. Yeah, they piddled around on each corner a little bit, maybe put in a storm drain in the middle. But the poor people that are trying to walk up and down the sidewalk, where is it? What happened to it? It's gone. I seen people even walk through fresh concrete. The other day, they were pouring a couple little sections. Instead of pouring the whole damn block, they poured a couple little sections. A person walked right down through the fresh concrete. You couldn't tell the difference whether it was or wasn't. Then they went back, we had to brush it all out, took care of the problem. But, you know, when you put in sidewalks and curbs, sure, you got a machine that can sit there and probably lay 300 feet of it in 2 days of time. But then you've got to let it set for a period of time before you can put asphalt up against it. You cannot do it overnight. Probably in the weather conditions you got now, I would say probably close to 5 days. Even in good weather, it's 72 hours. And you can read it in WorSDOT. You can read it in any code that you want to read it in. And there's no way that they're going to do it, just like what Mark says, that they're going to get this asphalt put in. The problem is, you've got two other issues that I'm going to bring up tonight. You've got a situation out there at that street. Mark talks about his 2 3/4 inches. I'm asking, what are they going to do with the subgrade? It's totally destroyed. You need to put a base down first and then come back and overlay that. You've got alligator streets out here that will just do nothing except break up again. There'll be nothing left of it. If they pay over what's out there at the present time, 2 years, it'll be redone. They'll be gone. They've got their money. It'll be back on us. And I don't know what you're going to have to do with it. Like I said way back when, oh, sorry, people.
You're getting too excited again. Okay.
Yeah. Way back when, I said that this thing should have been done 2 months earlier as far as letting the contract. It hadn't been done that way. Now, who's paying for it? We're going to end up paying for this issue. So, I don't know, I'm with Mark. Something needs to be done. It's either us take control of that scheduling and put some pressure on them to do something, because we're not going to get it done. And the temperature goes down to 45 degrees. Forget about paving that street. That's ground temperature, not air temperature. My 2 bits for today. Sorry about that.
Well, I would remind council that I think we rely on our engineers firm to check the schedule, and we've already paid them a lump sum of over $500,000, so they won't be sitting on the sidelines when they come and ask for an extension. They're going to be right in the middle of it, as far as I'm concerned.
You have a meeting Wednesday, Eamon, with them?
I'm sorry?
You have a meeting with them Wednesday?
Wednesday, yes.
Okay. Make sure you bring all this up.
Absolutely.
We want to hear back then.
Okay. And I want that date. Is that the right date, December 6th?
I think it's split like 2 days, but December 6th is very close.
Sidewalk, striped, asphalt?
That's the project minus the signalization.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, any other unfinished business?
That pothole over on, just off the main, as you turn on the 14th, the big hole there, it's still there.
I did bring that up last Wednesday.
They did fill it?
Yep. Thank you.
It's emptied itself back out from so many people hitting it. So I went over it the other day and it was full. So, but it's, I watched it disappear again and get big again. So, yeah, they did do it once. But, okay, any other unfinished business? New business?
Just a point of safety. The other morning I had a chance to drive out of Ludicaga's parking lot at 7:45 in the morning when it was busy. And when they put in their new parking lot in the front, their driveway that exits in the walking crosswalk, the crosswalk comes right in the center of the exit lane for the cars exiting the parking lot. So they might want to take a look at that to realign the crosswalk for that.
The chief identified some crosswalk issues to me today, and we'll get those taken care of.
And my next thing is in reference to the monthly reports that we get. And on the budget, I felt really good about the budget going into it so far this year. And I felt really comfortable with it until I read Mike's report. And I see our utility tax is down $100,000 so far this year, and our sales tax is down, I think, almost
$150,000. Yeah.
And you know, that's quite a bit, and what that does is that takes off that starting fund balance at the beginning of the year. So I would like to see when we come into our workshop next week, the scenarios too, with these budgets or these amounts still continuing to stay down, because it will affect our balance, our budget.
The utility tax, some of those taxpayers pay quarterly, and so we haven't gotten a quarterly payment. So it can jump kind of quick. And I'm not sure it's going to come in at 100%, but I don't think it'll be down that anything like $100,000. The sales tax is just still, we're still waiting for the big hit to happen, and it's never happened. And I know that the mayor works at Evergreen, and they had a couple of big months that we haven't seen any results from those yet, because there's a 2 month lag. So I'm very curious about this month in particular. So by the end of the week, I should have something in my hand to see what's going on with sales tax.
Any other new business? Okay, council will also receive the following, which are the department head reports, which Ken was just doing. Mayor's announcements. The city clerk sent all council members a memo on October 5th asking that you review your contact information. So if there's any changes, please let Debbie know. The police department is holding their annual chili feed on Friday, October 29th from 11 to 3. If you would like to attend, please call the Othello Police Department no later than Wednesday, the 27th, if possible. And then the November workshop will primarily be concerned with the budget. Staff will provide some materials as handouts so you can write on them. Number four is, number six bid opening is Thursday, November 4th at 11 a.m. And then union negotiations are Friday, November 5th, beginning at 8:30. Council members Darrow, Kaler, and Deaver will be there, hopefully. You can do that. Great. Any other announcements before I end the meeting? Okay. This meeting's adjourned.
Okay. What's the chili feed? I haven't heard that before.
Sure. Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, but you sent all us through this thing.
I never know they had a chili for me.